One of Canada's most powerful business people will be dropping by for tea. At least that's the plan at the Drummond-Geffen household. Susan Drummond is a law professor at Osgoode Hall. Harry Geffen is a science and technology journalist. For months, Ms. Drummond has been fighting an over $14,000 bill. $12,000, but we have to add the interest, too. $14,000 cell phone bill that she said she never rang up. This weekend, the top man at Rogers, Ted Rogers, called Ms. Drummond and Mr. Geffen with an offer to end this dispute, and furthermore, accepted their offer to come for tea and a chance to hear more of what the couple learned about Mr. Rogers' cellular operation. They're on the line, Ms. Drummond and Harry Geffen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Drummond, where did this $12,000 bill originally come from?
Well, I was in Israel. I left about mid-July to do some research, and July 26th is when the call started. I left my cell phone behind in Toronto. It was stolen, and between July 26th and August 16th, more than 350 calls were made to Pakistan, Russia, Libya, UK, India, a couple of calls around Toronto. It wasn't until I came back and on my home phone got a phone call from Rogers and returned the call immediately that it came to my attention that somebody had misappropriated my phone and made an astronomical number of phone calls on it.
And an important note here, you had never made a long-distance overseas call on that phone before.
Never.
Okay.
Never. I don't think most people make long-distance calls like that on their cell phones.
Ms. Drummond's phone was actually physically stolen, Mr. Geffen, but in your investigations as a technology journalist, boy, Rogers took on the wrong people, a lawyer and a technology analyst. What did you learn about cell phone cloning, which is something new to me?
Well, I've learned that it's evolved. It's been an emerging way, just like immune systems fight off viruses, that cell phone companies use technologies that are always evolving to try and stop or at least mitigate these thieves from intercepting the transmissions that are encoded not just with the personal information of the person who's calling and the authentication codes that let the cell phone company know that it's them, but as well as the personal information that...
You're getting a call.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who have been calling. I'll turn this off. It's a cell phone.
It's Hezbollah calling to reverse the charges.
Yeah, I think somebody's angry.
This is important, by the way, because you learned that top Rogers executives, including Mr. Rogers himself, cell phone numbers have been cloned. But again, this did not involve actually stealing the physical phone themselves.
No, in the case of Ted Rogers, the thieves stood outside of, as related to me by the head of their fraud department, stood outside his Bloor Street offices and pointed antennas at his offices and the offices of the other top executives, and as well actually drove through areas of Toronto which people who are very prosperous were walking around to intercept their numbers and clone their numbers as well.
Now, Susan Geffen, the reason I asked you if you'd ever made a transatlantic call before is one of the things you learned, Susan Drummond, excuse me, one of the things you learned was that the company Rogers actually has software to detect unusual patterns of calling, and they're supposed to have intervened basically to shut down your phone when they recognize those patterns in your calling.
Yeah, we've had several people at Rogers confirm that they actually have a computer-generated protocol for detecting atypical callings. So they have the technology to detect it. I believe they have a duty of care to alert customers the way that credit card companies do, that this kind of thing is going on, so there can be swift action to bring it to an end.
As a lawyer, tell us about the clause you came across in your contract and what you make of it.
The clause remains on their contract, though I have to say that clause is not enforceable in Ontario since July 30th, 2005. Actually, the provincial legislature has passed legislation, the Ontario Consumer Protection Act, that renders those clauses unenforceable.
What does the clause say?
The clause says that in any legal dispute with Rogers, contract, tort, any other legal doctrine, you're confined to going to binding commercial arbitration in order to resolve the dispute, which means for the ordinary consumer, just off the top, you're paying an arbitrator to resolve the dispute. The going rate for commercial arbitrators is between $4,000 and $5,000 per day. It's split in two. Most ordinary consumers confronted just with arbitration, let alone hiring a lawyer to go up against a juggernaut like Rogers, is clearly going to say, my damage is not worth it. I'm going to capitulate. I'll just pay it. I can't get these people out of my hair. That clause is not enforceable anymore in Ontario, and yet it remains on the contract.
Do you think, were it not for your the attention paid to you in this story by the Globe and Mail, that you would have gotten any satisfaction whatsoever, including an accepted invitation to have Mr. Rogers to tea to hear your horror story?
Well, I'll tell you, since August 27th, I have been sending them letters, filing things in small claims court. It already has been an endless battle for 3 months, and frankly, it's taken this in order to get some attention. I don't think I would have had Ted Rogers calling without an article in a national newspaper.
Mr. Geffen, should I find these kinds of calls on my bill? First of all, it surprises me that you would have been responsible at all. If fraudulent charges show up on your credit card bill, the credit card company eats it, and that usually involves actually compensating the merchant who sold you an actual product. In this case, it's a service that was rendered. They're not out money, as far as I can tell. What would I do? What should I do if I find these kinds of calls on my own bill?
Well, I think Susan could speak to that better than I.
Susan?
So if you find that you've got these calls, well, first of all, despite what their invoice says and despite what they tell you when you call the customer service reps, in fact, contractually, you've only agreed to pay for undisputed charges, and that's why I still have a Rogers cell phone. I disputed the $14,000 worth of calls made, and I've been paying the undisputed charges off every month on time and in full, which is usually around $75 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think, the first thing to do is to, well, first of all, immediately go to the police. CSIS is involved investigating the phone calls that were made on my phone. CSIS and the police should be involved if these kinds of things are happening. I went to the police immediately and disputed the charges.
Finally, not wanting to rob Mr. Rogers of the element of surprise, what will be the tone of the tea that you're going to take with him? What is it you want him to hear?
He's been very gracious so far and very open to hearing what we've got to say. I think we've indicated that the story is much more extensive than what is being conveyed in the top of the iceberg. I think he's willing to hear about what we've gone through over the last 3 months in trying to get this resolved. I'll let Harry add what he wants to add to that.
Well, when I spoke with Mr. Rogers, I made clear to him that after he said that he was determined to make the necessary changes that would prevent this from happening in the future, I told him that I wasn't confident that he was fully aware of all the problems, given that Peter's very lengthy feature only dealt with a small subset of the very many serious and newsworthy problems that otherwise could have been conveyed. And that's what I wanted him to know, and that's why I told him I felt it was necessary for everyone's best interest, Rogers, ours, the greater community, that he come by and hear from us rather than the executives that haven't told him what's going on. That's what I told him.
And maybe we can hear from you again post-tea.
Okay, then.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Susan Drummond is a law professor at Osgoode Hall. Harry Geffen is a science and technology journalist. They both live in Toronto. Box number, if you'd like to call us on your cell phone, 416-205-5807.